Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen, we stuff this podcast with ads like Jonathan Sullivan used to stuff his face with hot dogs during the pregame for Saints games. If you don't like the ads, sign up and become a patron today. Patrons get access to this podcast ad-free. No ads ever. And they get the Booze Bundle welcome box. 4 swag items, amazing, and a Saints player card, and you get access to the Discord channel. Why wouldn't you do it? It's 10 bucks. You're practically making money. So do it today. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up to become a patron. That's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome into another edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. Got a little off kilter there, Dave. I'm playing hurt tonight. I had vertigo in the morning that Andrew caused because he called me and I reached for my phone and it got the balls in my ear all off kilter. I blame Andrew 100% for my vertigo, so I'm just playing hurt tonight. But everybody knows beer cures vertigo, so I'm drinking a Galveston Causeway Kolsch German style blonde. It'll cure the vertigo right up. So how are you doing, Dave, as we wait for Andrew?
That's unusual for you. That's not some cheap, fruity piece of garbage beer. That's actually a legitimate beer, so I'm proud of you for that.
Yeah.
And is that a true story? Did you really get vertigo reaching for the phone?
Yes, I did. I blame Andrew, but it's partially my fault too. Like, I know that when I, like, 3 of the 4 times that I've gotten vertigo, it's because when my phone rings on the charger, like, I reach over for it quickly and it fucks me up and I get the vertigo. And Andrew was calling me, and I thought, oh my God, Andrew's calling me at before 9. Did the Saints sign Jadeveon Clowney? I got to get this call. And I reached for it and I answered it and boom, I got vertigo.
Boom.
Yeah. So, but right, the beer cured it.
Another
so
homebrew from Jeff Benko. Thank you,
Dave. What are you drinking tonight? Some fancy.
Delicious.
I'm drinking since we're getting close to Oktoberfest here. I'm drinking a Oktoberfest German style Marzen from Great Raft Brewery, which is.
I actually am a big fan of Oktoberfest. That's something we can both get behind, Dave.
Oh, there you go. Great Raft is in Shreveport. I just recently kind of started. Never really been a huge fan of the German style beers, you know, the wit beers, the Dunkels, the Spatens, the whatevers. But I don't know. I'm willing to try new things.
So. I like German beer. Here, before we get to the Saints training camp today and we recap the week, which they looked amazing this week. They're probably going 19-0. Before we get to that, and before we get to another national news story, Preston, he signed up late last night. He's a patron, $10 patron. He's going to get his booze box shipped to him courtesy.
Preston Ellis?
Yeah, no, Preston. Preston.
My wife.
Not Preston Ellis, another Preston. He's a long time Twitter follower of me and the podcast.
Preston Allen, maybe?
Yeah. So he signed up. Thanks for joining us, Preston. I got to say, though, the big news story today, and we laugh, we're going to laugh about it because we laugh about everything on this show, but it's a little bit concerning, Andrew. They had a lab disaster where, like, 10 NFL teams got a bunch of
false positive Rona test. Like the Bears and other teams are like, we got 10 people got the Rona, we can't have practice today. And they, or they like bump practice till later. And the NFL is like, no, the lab messed it up, and it's not bad. Everything's cool. But Andrew, this shit happens on game day, and a team is like, can't play like 10 guys, and then later the next day the NFL is like, whoopsie, lab messed it up. I mean, that's almost worse than a bad officiating call with the letter that you get on Monday, right? You get the, instead of getting the officiating letter apologizing that they screwed up, you get the Rona letter. I mean, they might have blood in the streets if that happens to a team, right? Like, they got to get this testing thing locked down.
I mean, if I'm the Saints and it happened to them, I'd be pissed because, you know, there's – for example, the Bills, I think this happened to them, and Josh Allen couldn't practice today. They didn't have their starting quarterback at practice because of a false positive. And, you know, in some ways, it's like a wasted day. And some of these teams had 12, 10, 8 players test positive, and apparently it's this lab that's just getting false results. So it'd be one thing if the guys actually had it. It'd be good. They'd have to quarantine and all that, but they don't even have the coronavirus. It's just false positives. So, I mean, pretty embarrassing for that lab, pretty embarrassing for the NFL. I guess it's good that it's happening now. There's no preseason game, so they don't have to worry about guys missing serious time. But
I mean, if, man, you're like
– no, you're right. Like, imagine if this happened on a Saturday before a game. You get a false positive. The guy knows he doesn't have it, or he feels fine, and he's like, I could play. And he doesn't even have it, but it's just a faulty test could cost them a game. That would be crazy.
And if you're like a UDFA and you're like, you know, for example, like Joe Bosci for the Saints, they're like, hey, you're false positive, and you miss a day or two of practice or whatever over it, it could be the difference between making the team and not. So it's very concerning. But, Dave, the UDFA draft that we had, if Kevin's UDFA son, who we mocked him for drafting him, he's had – two good practices in a row. He scored a touchdown yesterday, and he looked good today, apparently. If Kevin wins the UDFA draft, is it the biggest upset in the history of everything in sports ever?
It would certainly be his piece de resistance. It would, you know, in Kevin's life, that would be the greatest thing to ever happen to him, for sure. it's not going to happen, though. I mean, it's just the world just won't allow that to happen. That just, it's physically not capable of happening.
Well, I can tell you who's clearly losing the UDFA
battle. Yeah, you.
I've kind of, like, Keith Washington, I guess he was back at practice today, but he missed a day, and he was god-awful before he missed a day. And I feel like I've gone from, like, the Patriots – with Granderson to the Bengals.
Granderson,
with Washington.
Granderson is rolling. Like, not to give him any more pub than he needs, but Nick Underhill's camp write-up is a must-read every day. And he mentions Granderson every goddamn day. That he's like, he dominated again on 1-1. Like, that dude, there was a reason the Saints didn't cut him when he was in a Wyoming jail cell. And it is clearly apparent that that was the case. So you can do it.
You know who Kevin is like? Remember the movie Summer School? And on the first day of summer school, the one guy goes to the bathroom and he never comes back. And at the end of the movie, he takes the test that everybody has to take. And he gets like, you know, 100 on the test or whatever, even though he wasn't in any of the classes. Like, that's Kevin. Like, Kevin's the guy who goes to the bathroom. He's been gone the whole time. He comes back and he just nails the undrafted free agent adopted son pick and just walks right back out again. You never see him again.
Well, listen, talking about practice and that sort of thing, you know, me and Andrew have been covering the Saints. We do a daily podcast where we recap the practice. And if you don't listen to it, you should listen to it and become a patron. It's free, but it's awesome. Best 30 minutes. We recap everything you need to know about every Saints practice in 30 minutes with sound and everything and analysis. As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball will soon be in full swing, and there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be in on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Today, Sean Payton said something really interesting regarding Drew Brees and his newfound arm strength.
There have been a couple instances where it came out. It came out with the rotation you're looking for, and one of the things that he does a great job of every offseason is really looking closely at his own game and how he can make subtle adjustments and improvements. And you know, Tom, who he works with, is outstanding relative to the specifics with the throwing motion and creating, you know, power and how it's done. Obviously, you guys know this, you know, it all starts from the ground through the legs up.
The legs.
And it's not necessarily an arm thing as much as it is a transition and a creating power and leverage with your lower body through the ground and into the throwing motion. But yeah, I have seen a couple good instances that he's worked on it.
And pharmaceuticals, Dave.
Sean Payton getting into the kinetic chain there.
He is. And and German pharmaceuticals is the reason. But, Andrew, today the offense looked good. Winston apparently looked amazing. Jameis, one of one, is potentially going to be our Jameis correspondent for the Saints Happy Hour. We're working on that.
from somewhere in the world. We don't know where he is.
Yeah, that's right.
But I mean,
we've
had a week practice. We can't see it. We don't get as much access to it as we normally do because it's restricted, and we don't get as much Twitter video and that sort of thing. But what's your specific takeaway from practice for a week that we've had so far?
I would say the main takeaway is the team looks really good. I feel, on the whole, very positive. If you listen to our daily show. Yeah, I'm hyping the team. I said it. I'm doing it. I mean, I feel good about the team right now. I think if you listen to our daily show, the main thing that I've expressed as a concern is the offensive line right now. It just feels like they're getting whipped every day. But, you know, Ruiz is moving around. They're trying to figure out where he belongs, and that's going to take a little time. He's playing at center now. He started the week at right guard, and Andres Pete's out. So that's kind of been, I would say, the biggest concern. But otherwise, you look at the defensive line, they look deep as ever. Alvin Kamara looks healthy. That's a big deal.
Davenport was wrecking people today. Apparently.
Yep. Sheldon Rankins looks healthy. That's a big deal. The linebackers that have been injured, they're slowly making their way back. Secondary looks great. So I really think top to bottom, running back room looks real good. So I really think top to bottom, the Saints are in a great spot right now. I would just point out the offensive line in the here and now is a concern. But, there's 3 weeks. 3 weeks from today, actually, is the home opener against the Bucks. And so there's a little time left to make sure they get all that squared away.
Dave, are Alvin Kamara's new Hulk strength legs, are they awesome or are they terrifying?
I didn't see the picture. I never.
Oh, my
I
God.
There is not one, Dave. There are
multiple.
Numerous. Multiple.
Where can I go to see the picture? Because I Googled it and I didn't see anything. Whose Twitter account? Does somebody have it on Twitter?
I'm sure.
Let me see if I can find something here.
That's exciting stuff, man. I mean, come on, Jesus. He's going to be a beast this season, isn't he? He's going to be so good this season.
He
Now that he's healthy. My gosh.
Yeah, I mean, this was his this was his answer to a question about if he's feeling good.
Hey, Alvin, JD just referenced that Joel Thomas said how good you look out there, that he thinks you're back to your full speed, full self. Do you agree with that?
Yep. Feel good. I'm back.
That's it. That was the entire answer. He didn't elaborate. He just said, I'm good. I'm back. Andrew, over under 2,000 yards for Kamara this year.
I'll go under.
Over.
Over.
No,
I feel like someone dared Ralph to play the hype train 7 times on this show
tonight. Ralph, to your...
I want to get excited about it. They look amazing. They're going 19-0. No. People want to believe, and we're going to give them what they want.
I mean, yeah, they look pretty good. I mean, the one thing I think that we
should all pretty good. Sorry.
I think the one thing that we should all keep in mind to the Saints' benefit is you think about teams like Tampa Bay that's got a new quarterback in Brady, or the Panthers that have a new quarterback in Bridgewater, or any teams that are really young that have a lot of draft picks or whatever. I mean, this is, you know, the Saints, we've got to be probably so much further down the road as far as being prepared and being ready for a season than a lot of other teams are. And that's what's most exciting. I mean, because we're hearing so much positive stuff about all these guys. I mean, all these guys are not going to be able to dress on every Sunday. I mean, you're not going to be able to have 9 receivers. I mean, the way that you guys have been talking all week, I've been listening to the Daily Podcast, and the way you guys have been talking all week, you would think they're going to carry 9 fucking receivers and 5 running backs.
Well, they might, because remember, they got the 16. They can carry 70, Dave. They get the 53 and the 16-man practice squad.
That adds up to 69. If we're being accurate.
But they can dress on game day too.
Well, no, you can dress.
No,
that's
dress
what I'm
53.
Talking about. I mean, it's like
it's still 53. Well, it's actually not even 53 because there's inactives, right?
Yeah.
Right.
No, they changed it with the new collective bargaining agreement. I think the roster is 55 and they can keep 50 or something active. Like that.
Oh, I don't think that's. No, I think that doesn't start till next year. The 55.
Anyway,
yeah.
So, I mean, there seems to be a lot of talent on the team this year. So it's really good to hear. And they've so far done a great job, obviously, staying away from COVID. And they've done a good job of staying relatively healthy.
Are they going to – do they have a hurricane plan? I'm not exactly clear yet. The media is not asking enough questions of Sean Payton. Every day they – Sean Payton, most of you people don't – you could if you wanted to because the Saints stream it live. Sean Payton's press conference after practice every day. And we cut it up for you for the Daily Podcast, and we have some sound for this show, obviously. He gives the media basically what, Andrew, 10 minutes a day? Basically,
less, like usually 8.5, 9.
Yeah. 8.5, 9. And they spend a third to a half of it asking him hurricane questions like he's goddamn Nash Roberts or something, like eyewall plan. Like, who gives a shit? The Saints have a plan. They'll put it in place. They're not going to practice outside during Hurricane Laura to get tougher. Like, just it burns my balls, Andrew, about the media and their stupid hurricane questions.
That doesn't sound comfortable.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, listen, the Saints will figure it out. I'm not too concerned with that, you know. And the bottom line is now it looks like the projection is veering west. Then.
Yeah, it's coming to me.
So I think they'll probably ride it out. And so all these, hey, what are you going to do, Sean? What's your plan? What if it veers this way? What if it veers the other way? I mean, why do we need to know that if they're going to stay shelter in place?
It's just annoying. It's just and the media, they don't ask most. There's like 3 media people that ask really good questions consistently: Nick Underhill, Cat Terrell, Mike Triplett. The rest of the questions aren't great. Just saying. So I'm sorry. I know no one cares about it. I care about it. I want to get you people good sound, and they won't allow us.
I just want to hear about Troutman. I want to hear about Vaughn. I want to hear about Fowler. I want to hear about the guys that aren't even going to make the team. That's what I'm more interested in than the Hurricane plan.
And they won't let me.
I want to hear about the backup punter. I want to hear if Thomas Morstead should be worried. You know,
I want to break down on Kamara's Hulk legs. I want real important things, and they're not giving it to us. But speaking of that, Dave, I have to say, speaking of Troutman, he's looked pretty good from the few highlights I've seen, and unfortunately, he has roasted our boy Anzalone a couple of times. Are you more excited about Troutman, or should we be concerned about Anzalone?
I would be more excited about Troutman. I think. I think that's a good sign. That's a good sign that he's doing things. But I don't really think it means too much. I'm not going to get totally excited. Certainly doesn't take away my love of Anzalone, that's for sure.
Jason in the chat room says, the son of Taysom has redirected the storm upon his arrival into the world. I like that. By the way, another patron note. People that won the shirts when they pulled up my worst Saints tweets, they're getting shipped tomorrow. So you'll be getting your... triple extra or double extra large old Saints happy hour t-shirts that we had left over from the live show. And Dave is placing the order for the new shirts. If you are a $12 patron, well, you'll be getting those pretty soon. So just to
I know. Asked for our patrons and anyone that follows us on Twitter to make a deep dive and see if they could find any awful takes that I put online or on social media, and I haven't heard anything. Yeah. So I'm assuming that means I'm infallible and I've never
said
anything.
I'm an awful take factory on Twitter.
Yes, you really are. That's a gift, Ralph.
It is. But hey, you know, what are you going to do? The other thing with the Saints is, you know, besides Troutman looking good, besides Sanders, you know, Tommy Stevens, Andrew, they're playing him at tight end. You know, we talked a little bit about it on the Daily Show. But, you know, Dave, you know, made the joke about, hey, they're going to keep this many guys. They're going to keep that many guys. And they have a limit. But we talked about it on the show. How good do you feel about him sneaking through waivers? And that's my joke I always make on Saints Twitter. People freak out about they'll never get through waivers, and they always do. But with him, since they jumped Carolina, I really think, is he going to make it through waivers? And what are the Saints going to have to do with him? And will injuries affect at other positions? Could that affect his ability to make the 53?
I mean, there was a comment by Sean Payton about a snap that he really liked from Stevens, and it was as an up back on the punt team. It was a protector on the punt team. And if you remember Taysom Hill, that's really been his role the last couple of years. And I know the Saints are looking to really dial back the number of snaps that Taysom Hill gets on the punt team. The Saints have been really good at fake punts, by the way, in large part because Taysom Hill plays that position and he can throw the ball. So I really think the path to the roster for Stevens is special teams, and forget tight end. I mean, I just, you've got Jared Cook, you've got Troutman, you've got Josh Hill. He's not going to play at that position. I mean, he might a little bit, but I still think the Saints will use Taysom Hill at tight end. So I don't really think Tommy Stevens sees the field too much on offense. I do think if he can prove that he's good enough on special teams, he can make the 53. But that's it. It's got to be that because, yeah, I do think otherwise the Saints will probably cut him, and you got to look at Carolina poaching him. I mean, I really believe that you've got to be prepared to lose him if you cut him.
I got breaking news courtesy of Jed in the YouTube chat. live stream. He reminded me to plug the YouTube channel subscribers. When we get to 1,000 subscribers, we are going to monetize the channel, and we're giving every dime to a food bank in New Orleans. So all you have to do to help a charitable cause is subscribe to our YouTube channel and help us get to 1,000. That's all you have to do. Just go to our YouTube channel and click subscribe, and you are potentially doing something good for Charity Wise.
You can, if you're in the chat right now and you're watching us on YouTube and you don't, if you aren't subscribed to us yet on YouTube, you don't even have to leave this page. You can look right below this screen, and it should be on the right hand side. Just click subscribe. We just need to get to 1,000. And yeah, like Ralph said, all of our proceeds, anything we get, any dime we get, all that's going to the New Orleans Food Bank for the rest of the year.
The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost through body image. Their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks or tugs on your fellows down low. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof and comes with an LED light, so you can manscape in the shower, in the dark, or in the dark shower, whatever floats your boat. They also just released their Shears 2.0 nail kit, which is the perfect add-on to their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. The Shears 2.0 is a luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tipped tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and a medium grit nail file. The Shears 2.0 nail kit allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style. On their website, you'll find the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. This will help you tame that summer swamp ass with natural hydrants, antioxidants. You'll also find the crop reviver, a testy toner that's like having cologne that's designed for your balls. We won't judge you if we catch you sniffing yourself. Go to manscaped.com, check out some of these life-changing products. In fact, listeners of this show will get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk.
I just had something to say.
Go ahead.
You got to promote the hotline too. Don't forget.
Oh, I don't have a number. What's the number?
I forget. I don't know.
I forget the number.
I feel like Dave's really into the hotline.
I
want the hotline.
I've noticed that you're really into that.
Yeah.
It could be gold.
It is gold.
Gold.
It's a bad job by the host. I don't have the number in front of me, but I'll get to it, Dave. We do need to promote the hotline. It's amazing. If you're a patron in the Discord channel, we've promoted it a couple times, and it's in our Twitter feed somewhere or our Facebook page. Find it. I'll get to it before the end of the show.
We want to promote it now because once the season starts, then that's when people are going to have all their hot takes. Like after the Saints. have some really shitty loss or whatever, people are going to call the hotline and leave some really pissed off voicemails, and it's going to be comedy gold.
Yeah, keep it when you get on the hotline, keep it to 30 seconds though. We can't have a 5-minute Gettysburg address in the hotline is what I'm saying. But here's the number for the hotline is 210-595-0818. Call in, leave a voicemail. I want you to leave us the Saints player that you were the wrongest about, that they drafted or they signed, that you totally believed was going to be a star and they ended up being a failure. That's what I want on the hotline this week. So
basically, if I were the one calling, it would be Kikaha, right?
Oh, Kikaha. That was your boy. My all-time favorite, like, guy that I was just, like, totally pumped for and believed in. I mean, this is old school, but I was ridiculously pumped about Troy Davis in the Ditka era. Because he ran He ran for 2,000 yards back-to-back years at Iowa State. I was like, he is tiny. He's shifty. Ditka's going to give him the ball 500 times. He's going to be amazing. But he was small and slow and fumbled. It was a triple. He was a triple threat of sadness.
Dave is really inhaling these gummy worms.
He is.
See what I'm eating? Yeah, gummy worms. Nougat.
So, I think that's your blood type, right, Dave? Gummy worm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but here's a thing that that I wanted to get to. You know, like I said before, Dave joked about how they keep all these guys and their load and all this. But Andrew, they're going to have a hard time sneaking through waivers, and I think the Saints are going to be one of those teams that other NFL teams are going to be looking to see who they cut and what they want to do. And I don't think it's unheard of that Mickey Loomis, who was the guy he traded to Cleveland in 2017 that was a UDFA that he ended up getting a seventh-round pick for?
And we were I can't remember. I remember the guy.
And it wasn't Stallworth.
He was a defensive tackle.
It was somebody from – it was from Auburn, I think. And we were like, I can't believe he turned a UDFA into a seventh-round pick. But I think – excuse me. There is a potential for that to happen.
I can't believe neither of you guys can remember the name of that person.
Yeah, that guy was
I am astounded. This is
I know. Devarra Lawrence. Devarra Lawrence.
Oh, that's it.
There it is.
I Googled it.
But here's the thing, Andrew. I think there's a potential for one or two of those to happen where teams are like, hey, Saints, are you going to cut so-and-so? Don't cut him. Trade him to us. And we'll give you a seventh. We'll give you a sixth. Because the Saints roster is that deep.
I think the thing you have to remember, though, at least this year, is I don't know that teams are going to want to trade for a guy that they then have to test for COVID. I don't know. I think it's going to be weird. I think a lot of teams are going to err maybe on the side of just keeping guys that are in their system that have been passing the COVID tests as opposed to bringing some guy in. I don't know. I think it might be harder this year to latch on with another team if you get cut.
Well, I think, though, the thing is that you have to factor in, though, Andrew, is like, what was the year where the Saints, they had the plague go through their entire linebacker core and they traded with San Francisco for Paris
Harrelson?
Yeah. Like, I could see a team doing that, right, where they're like, hey, Saints, like, which one aren't you going to keep? And we'll take it.
Yeah.
Because we've had five, maybe not corner, because corner isn't the deepest spot, but maybe it's offensive line where a team is like, what lineman aren't you going to keep? Because we had
the
Rona
Cardinals
and
have already
injuries.
Signed Ken Crawley and B.W. Webb, so clearly they'll take whatever scraps we have.
Nobody on earth said anything, and Arizona's like, you know what we need to do? We need to reunite the 2015 Saints secondary. Like, who? I mean, you talk about bad ideas, and I am the king of bad ideas.
Think about how absurd that is.
Building,
I mean, they're Brandon Browner away from the Holy Trinity.
I mean, Dave, as far as bad ideas, stocking your secondary with corners from the 2015 Saints, it's up there, right? I'm not talking football. I'm talking historical bad ideas.
Right. Yeah.
Like new there. Coke. Buying Petco stock. Believing in Netscape. I mean, it's up there with bad ideas. But
Jonathan McWhorter says he thought Laurinaitis was going to save the team.
Jonathan, by the way, he signed up recently as a patron. Thank you for supporting the show, Jonathan. We appreciate it. The hotline should be overflowing with Google Voice messages for me of people you believed in. And I want stories of, like, you bought a jersey. I want, like, full commitment. I don't just want, like, oh, I thought he would be good. No, I want stories of, like, rookie cards purchased, jerseys bought. I want it all.
What would you say is the best long-term investment in a jersey right now?
Ooh, that's a
Michael
good question.
Thomas.
Yeah, Michael
Gotta
Thomas.
Be Michael Thomas.
I mean,
what about after Michael Thomas? Ramchek?
I mean, other than Breeze.
I mean, I'm saying long-term investment, meaning like if you buy the jersey today, how much mileage are you going to get out of it? I guess you could wear Breeze after he retires. There'll probably be tons of Breeze jerseys in the dome, but I'm really talking about like an active player on the team when you go to a game. I'm thinking Michael Thomas is going to be the
I'm thinking Humphrey 84 probably.
Nice. Not Cam Granderson,
Cam Jordan.
I mean, I would have said Morstead like 5 years ago for sure.
Mate, I got the Throckmorton jersey. It's coming Tuesday.
Will Lutz. I would put Lutz up against Michael Thomas.
Offensive linemen, they're not really. I mean, how many people? Do you see Ramchek jerseys around? I don't see them around in the Champion Square, really.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen someone wearing a Ramchek jersey. Which, by the way, is disappointing.
Taysom Hill, I feel like, is a pretty solid investment. They signed him for, I think Taysom Hill's pretty good.
I don't know that you can look past 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, I do believe that they're going to get DeMario Davis done. That's just my opinion. I think DeMario Davis is a good investment as well, along with Cam Jordan, if you want to go defense.
I don't know. Michael Thomas has more longevity than those two.
Who would be the worst investment besides Winston, maybe? Who would be?
Oh, yeah. Winston would be bad.
There you go. Pretty terrible.
Answered your own question right there.
Not necessarily bad, but he could be risky. If you went like Jared Cook, if he like exploded in the middle of the year and you're like, I'm buying a Jared Cook jersey because he's got 800 yards at the 12 game mark. Like he could be a risky invest. Oh, somebody said they believe in Champ Bailey. Ooh, man.
I mean, I wouldn't touch a Lattimore jersey right now. I would.
Oh, that's yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'd be nervous about Kamara too. But look, Saints fans, I'm going to tell you right now, I know you all want Benny Fowler jerseys. I know you're rushing to the NFL store to buy one. Don't do it.
Did you know Benny Fowler, Drew Brees, helped get him on the Saints team? Did you know that, Andrew?
Did you know that Jimmy Graham once played basketball?
I did not.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
No, but... How, you know, we've had a week of camp, and we were all, well, maybe it was just me, but I was nervous that it wouldn't be as fun on Twitter because we wouldn't get to see practice. We wouldn't have preseason games, so the preseason experience wouldn't be as fun. But I have to say, Dave, I'm pleasantly surprised at how enjoyable Saints Twitter still is, even though we don't have live practice as it happens, and the amount of video is lower. But I've been pleasantly surprised after a week at how still insane and crazy Saints Twitter is. I was worried it'd be a little bit low-key and not as fun this August, but I've been proven wrong. How have you enjoyed the first week of training camp?
I mean, as far as, first of all, we all know I don't spend my entire life on Twitter like some of my other colleagues on this podcast here. But
I didn't know that Kevin was on there that much.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my lifetime.
But what I have liked about it, as far as like the media coverage, honestly, it's a lot more manageable, you know. It's not like where there's 50 guys that are out there every day and everybody's tweeting all these videos. I mean, there's a lot of content, and I always felt like on a normal year, I'm not really getting all of it. And it's almost kind of frustrating because it's like, I want all of it, but I feel like I can't get all of it. But at least, you know, this year, it's way more manageable to get. It's all kind of encapsulated, and it's all kind of, you know, it's just all very, it's easily digestible this year. So I kind of like
it. That's a good point. I mean, I remember there was one training camp where whoever I was following, I would get 8 in a row. Emmanuel Butler with the nice catch. Emmanuel Butler with the nice catch. You know, you just get 8 in a row of those, and it's just they're all competing with each other. Like, who's going to fire this off the quickest?
Why is that bad? I don't know.
I feel like now it's like practice is over. these are the four things that happened. And Emmanuel Butler had a great catch. That was one of four things. And this is the cliff notes. You know, I feel like it's not living and breathing every second with, you know, you're the fourth string linebacker got a big hit on the third string running back.
I mean, Ralph has an insatiable appetite for every single morsel of Saints information, and that appetite, his thirst,
it's true.
It cannot be slaked. it's just never ending, and he just needs it. He's just He's got to have.
He's insatiable.
If you believe
it, it's never enough. It's never enough.
That's true. I mean, that's true. I'm not gonna deny it. But I like the Saints, man. I want the Saints should live stream everything from camp, is what I'm saying. You know?
What are they so afraid of?
giving away our Taysom Hill trick plays, Andrew. Jesus Christ.
Apparently.
I mean, you know, it happens, right?
They don't want everybody to see how good Jameis is.
I mean, I just feel like they could live stream the Saints with John DeShazer and the I forget her name. They could just do it every day and just have them do play by play, or just have Zach Streif do play by play every day. What would be so wrong with that? As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball will soon be in full swing, and there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be in on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts.
I have a feeling that there's a play that's going to happen this year where Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill, and Drew Brees are all – it'll be like that formation last year where Teddy Bridgewater was on the field with Taysom and – Breeze, so they'll have three quarterbacks, and then it'll be Alvin Kamara throwing the pass. You know that's coming.
Oh my God, I would die. That would be awesome. That would be fucking awesome. What would the name of that play be? White Cotton. That's
White Cotton, huh?
White Cotton. That's his. He likes that. That's his candle smell.
That's right. I forgot about that. White Cotton. Chinese drywall.
Well, I mean, you know, I feel attacked, Dave. You know, I don't spend 15 hours a day on Twitter. I spend like 9.5, you know.
Yeah, right.
I mean, for a guy,
eight of those are at work.
I'll take the over.
That's fair. Hey, man. I won the lottery with a great do-nothing job. Don't hate
it. I used to spend that much time on Twitter until I discovered our Discord channel.
I'm transitioning into the Discord channel. I'm not as good as Andrew is, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
I like Discord.
I mean, the thing about the Discord channel is Andrew has made like all these custom emojis that instead of just doing like a smiley face or a thumbs up, you can do like a Gleason block. You could do like Jim Mora. When you want to like someone's post in the Discord channel,
or the Matt Ryan in a bra, or the Shy Tuttle stiff arm, or Matt Ryan's poopy pants.
Just saying. I'm a little coming down from the vertigo and the beer. I'm a little loopy. I'm a little trigger happy with the sound effects tonight. I won't lie. Some people love the sound effects. Some people think I go overboard a little bit. But whatever. All right. So before we get to the Saints, before we get to the questions that people have asked us, we have to do not the star of the day, Dave, but your star of the week for the week one of Saints training camp.
They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like our star of the day for the Saints.
So who is it?
This wasn't on the list of things we were going to be talking about today. I didn't prepare for this.
I got mine.
Just say welcome, little Jordan Humphrey, and be done with it.
Did you knew this was coming?
I did not, but I can improvise.
All right, the star of the week for the Saints training camp. You know what? After today, I'm going to say Jameis Winston.
Ooh.
I'm going to say
spicy.
This.
Spicy.
Yeah, you like that one?
Andrew, a low-key, fantastic jersey investment for the Saints, Shy Tuttle.
Oh, deception. Oh, deception! Matt Ryan! Oh, my God. Wie eine Puppe gibt er ihn in Stiffarm. Oh, der fliegt auf den Boden. Hör doch mal auf.
That never gets old. That was for you, Jason. Champagne. I saw that in the chat.
I mean, I just say, Shy Tuttle would be a great, it'll live forever. So even if he gets cut, like people will know what it is for like the next 5 years. I think it's a low key good investment, but go ahead.
That
Andrew.
Never gets old. Yeah. My, I got to go CD Deuce, Chauncey Gardner Johnson, whatever we're calling him, whatever he's legally goes.
What's on the back of his jersey? Do they have names in the back of their
jersey?
Yeah,
his helmet says Gardner Johnson. That's what's so confusing. Like, I don't think he's legally changed his name. I think he just wants us to call him CD Deuce.
CD Deuce.
He's
still waiting for the paperwork to be filed?
I don't know, man. But anyway, he's my guy. Apparently, he had a couple rough practices to start, and he's been totally locked in ever since. Had a great practice again today. I think he was Underhill's player of the day. So I'll go with him. I'll go with Chauncey Gardner Johnson.
I'm going to agree with Jason.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
And in the YouTube live stream chat, I'm going to go with your UDFA adopted son, Granderson, as the star of the week. He is killing it.
I thought it, I mean, you know, I thought. I'm too biased.
I'm biased.
You know, I don't want to come off like I'm bragging.
Yeah. So, all right. So it's time for It's mailbag time.
Oh, there's the Ralph Shuffle. The Ralph Shuffle.
Oh, my God. The funniest thing about this, Dave, is YouTube hit us up for a copyright infringement for pooping my fingernails, but they haven't hit us up for a copyright infringement one time yet on this.
And I don't think they ever will.
All right, so let's get to the mailbag. This is from Jed. Ralph, are you ready to break the free fall record from space sponsored by Red Bull to overcome your vertigo? What moves should Godfather Loomis pull? Horse head in the bed to get Jadeveon Clowney to sign with the Saints? Jadeveon Clowney, first of all, he, Andrew, as far as a person that has blown their negotiating, I don't know what the hell he is trying to do. He turned down big money from Cleveland. He turned down money from Seattle and was like, I want to go to a contender. I don't need money. But now he's telling non-contenders, pay me a one-year prove-it deal for like $16 million. Like, I don't know what the hell him and his agent are trying to do. But, like, I have no idea what he's going to sign for. Like, the amount of money or the team. Like, he could do anything, but I'm telling you what he's going to do. He's going to sign the Wednesday before the first game. I have no sense of where he's going to go.
Yeah, I still am not. I'm not going to count on him being a Saint, but you know, we'll see. I don't know. I'm not thinking about clowning. I mean, until he signs with the Saints, I'm just not going to think about it. I don't think it's happening.
Dave, have you got the Tamus shirts print off the print and press hot now that it's a thing? It's not just me mashing names together. It's an actual thing. Have you got the shirts off the print and press ready to go?
I was thinking about, like, what image we could, you know, have with this. Like, we need to, like, mash up Jameis and
what was the one I did? Was it Jason?
Jason, yeah.
Jason. I did that accidentally on Friday.
I mean, I just think you do, like, I think you do a Tamus on the front, and you do a 2 on the front for Winston, and Tamus Hill 7 on the back. That's what you do. That's what it is. This is from Alexander. Hire Jameis Winston one as one. Now that everyone has used Tamus, should Ralph use the damages from copyright infringement to A, hire Jameis one of one as an analyst, B, bribe Sean Payton to unblock Andrew, C, sign Clowney, D, pre-order the Jenkins lockdown defensive player of the year merch, or E, buy Tulane Shop a new IPA glass?
Aw.
I think I got to get Juge unblocked, but I don't think there's enough.
Yeah,
room in the
Connor.
World to get that
I don't
done.
Know if Connor is listening tonight, but where are you at, man? I thought you were helping me out here.
Yeah.
I do. I need to get that's got to happen before the end of the year. Me getting unblocked by Sean Payton. I don't know how we're gonna pull this off, but it needs to happen.
I'm enjoying it. I love it when Payton tweets something good and I at Juge and I'm like, oh man, if only you could see this. It's so
I gotta log on to the Saints Happy Hour account every time.
Our head coach is so funny, dude. I can't believe you're not seeing this, bro.
This is from Josh, Dave. Are you mad that you need more Little Jordan highlights and Hype Train podcast? The Saints are withholding this from us.
Still blocked. Still blocked.
Are you getting enough Little Jordan
all the
highlights, Dave?
Yeah, that's why they're limiting access and limiting what goes out there. They're
protecting.
This is like this is deep state Saints practice, and you know they don't want all the good stuff to get out there. So, because you better believe that Little Jordan is lighting it up at those practices.
They need instead of QAnon for politics, we need Hootatanon. Where it's deep state keeping the real truth from us. I like that, Dave.
You know, I got to say, Dave is a family man, clearly. He has never wavered. He has never second-guessed turning his back on Little Jordan.
Oh,
dude, I feel like he's in it to the end, man. I respect that.
I disowned a Zigbo the moment the Saints caught him. He was dead to me.
Is the Zigbo in the league? Is he in a training camp right now?
Doesn't matter. He's not my son anymore. That's what I can tell you.
I was asking if I could trade Keith Washington, if I could trade my adopted son with Joe Bocci. Yeah. But yeah, it looks like Zigbo is on the Jaguars.
So this is a good – Andrew, this is from Biden too. Any truth to the rumor that Breeze had the practice field yardage shrunk by 20% to pretend he can still throw a 60-yard pass and prove his arm Viagra works?
Well, you got the quote from Sean Payton. It's all about the kinetic chain. It's not necessarily the arm. You know, it starts from the legs and it goes up from there.
What was Peyton saying that Drew's been has been looking good and throwing the ball farther? Is that what he was saying?
Yes, crisper. Okay. In the legs, Drew's arm is a German pharmacy now. Although my theory, Andrew, that they weren't going to test for anything but the Rona, is apparently not true. They did suspend somebody for illegal substances. So the NFL apparently still is testing for things that aren't the Rona. So my that shot my theory to hell. Mm. But listen,
you got to be really stupid to get caught right now. I would think.
You would think so, but I gotta say that, and I said it at the top. I'm gonna say it again in closing. We are killing it on this podcast. We had a last week with 12,000 downloads. And if you aren't listening to this podcast on a daily basis and you just pop, I know a lot of you, it's sort of like, I told Andrew, it was like everybody returning to school. Like once the Saints started practicing on Monday, like literally our podcast download numbers doubled. Last week we did 6,000. This week we did 11,000, almost 12. So like, all y'all are back, and we love you for coming back and listening to the show. But if you aren't listening daily and you aren't a patron, become a patron.
My wife.
We'll get you the booze bundle shipped out. You get the podcast every day. You get in the Discord channel. It's amazing. You support the number one Saints podcast on earth. Oh, by the way, we have the most five-star reviews on Apple, and we have the most one-stars. Just saying. So...
hey, subscribe on YouTube.
Who's giving us one-star reviews?
Peep, Dave, people hate the ads. And if you hate the ads, become a patron. You get the podcast ad-free. You don't have to listen to me jam in 3, 4, 5 ads at the most inopportune times. You can have the podcast ad-free. All you have to do is become a $10 patron. It's beautiful. So thanks for joining us, everybody in the chat room, all 110 of you. For Dave, for Andrew, for Kevin, who's MIA, we will see you next time. But until then, the bar is closed.